السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أنت سيد درود شريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم was the most truthful person, and not only that, نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم also exhorted the ummah to always speak the truth. We find that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his entire life, and this is something really to think about, that his entire life Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam never spoke a single lie. In his whole life he never spoke a single lie, not even by way of a joke. Even in the jokes of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was no lie. We sometimes, you play around with a person, you tell him something, you say, I'm pulling your leg, I'm joking with you. But what we're saying is not the fact. What we're saying is a lie. So many times, we want to call a child, we tell the child, you hit our pocket. Like as if to say, we got something in the pocket, or if the child is a bit bigger, come here, I give you something, I got something here for you. But there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing. And then the child comes, now we grab the child, but we haven't given the child anything. So we speak lies, and we are teaching the child from a young age that there's no problem if you have to lie. To get your way in life, it's fine if you speak lies, long as you just get your way in life. When Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam never ever spoke a lie, and even in extreme circumstances also, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam never spoke a lie. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have ordered the ummah, wa alaykum bis sidq, that make truthfulness incumbent upon you. Fa inna sidqa yunji, for verily speaking the truth, this will lead to success. وَالْكِذْبَ يُهْلِكْ, and speaking lies, this always leads to destruction. How many lies is a person going to speak? How many lies is he going to speak? Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in one hadith sharif that at times a Muslim, he may be miserly, he may even act cowardly, but a Muslim can never lie. So maybe sometime a Muslim can be miserly, or he can even act cowardly at times, but a Muslim cannot be a liar. He's not a person who will speak lies. And there are so many riwayat where Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that if a person speaks the truth, and he tries his best to speak the truth, he always speaks the truth, even if harm is going to come to him, but he speaks the truth, then he is eventually recorded amongst the truthful ones, the Siddiqeen, the truthful ones. That person who always is trying to connive, is always trying to, you know, avoid the truth, then that person is recorded amongst the liars, amongst people who are liars. Speaking of lies, a very, very terrible sin in the sight of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So we discuss a few examples, a few life, you know, true life examples of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We must remember, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it wasn't that he was just sitting on the musalla whole day. He didn't have interaction with people, that's why it was so easy for him not to speak a lie. We have to do business, we have to do this, we have to do that. So many times in business, if a person is a big buyer, the rep comes to him. Now he asks the rep, what deal you'll give so and so? What deal you'll give? Especially it happens in the supermarket game. What deal you'll give that person? So that rep will, now it's confidential. He is not allowed by the company to show that. But this person now puts pressure on him. The rep also thinks that this client is the Razik. He forgets Allah is the Razik. Now he discloses it. He said, but you promised you won't tell the Lanis, I showed you this. So if that person is not going to tell the bosses, why does he want to see it? If he's not going to phone the company and fight because he's getting it at a higher price, why does he want to see it? Then the poor rep gets involved, everybody gets involved, all because of lies. Lies. What doesn't concern us, why must we worry about it? We carry on with our work. Sometimes when it comes to marriage situation, so many promises are made by the girl's family, by the boy's family. And then once the marriage takes place, then all the promises are forgotten. Sometimes in an employer-employee situation, the employer makes half a dozen promises to that employee. No, you start now on this. And after 1-2 months, we'll sort out. If the employee asks any questions during the interview, no. All that, we'll sort it out, man. We'll sort it out. That bichara carries on there 10 years, he's still waiting for things to be sorted out. So all this is lies. We are speaking lies. Sometimes we lie to our children. We promise them certain things. You do well here, do that for you, or you do this, or do that for you. And we don't live up to our promises. And we just take it lightly because that was our child. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was in all these situations. He was in married situation, not with one wife. In Madina Sharif, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at one time had 9 wives. But Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not lying this wife to that wife. So many women who are second wives, this is their cry. So why do you lie? If you went out with that wife, why come and lie to me that you didn't go anywhere, you were sick? Because my turn, you were supposed to come to my house. Now you took that wife and you went out of town. Now when you come back to me, now you lie to me. You say, no, I was sick, that's why I didn't come. Why lie? Speak the truth, be honest. Our child don't come madrasa, child was sick. When you ask the child, where were you? You were doing Eid shopping. Children are innocent. They speak. They speak the truth. So khair, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was in all these situations, but he never ever spoke a lie. We discuss a few incidents. You see, when Fateh Makkah took place, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given amnesty, open pardon to all the people. He said, whoever enters the Haram Sharif, you are going to be safe. Nobody is going to harm you. Whoever enters their homes and closes their doors, you won't be harmed. Whoever enters the house of Abu Sufyan, you won't be harmed. But there were few people who had really troubled the Muslims. And these people were really fitna makers. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given instruction to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that these people, they must find them and they must slay them. Even if they are holding on to the cloth of the Kaaba Sharif, they must be removed from there and they must be slain for their crimes, for what they had done. So there was one such person by the name of Abdullah bin Sa'ad. So when he knew that he is not going to be pardoned because he had did terrible things to the Muslims. So he went into hiding. And slowly he came to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. He knew Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala is a soft-hearted person. So he came to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala and he said that, see, I want to become Muslim man. You give me protection. Take me under your protection, because once you are under the protection of a Muslim, nobody can touch you. In a Muslim country, any Muslim can give another person protection. Once you have given that person protection, that's a very sanctified thing. Nobody can then harm you. So he told Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, you take me under your protection and take me to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'd rather become a Muslim. So when he was taken to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he extended his hand and he told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I want to take bayat, I want to become a Muslim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned away from him. He did this three times. Three times he came forward and each time Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned away from him. On the fourth time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his hand, made him Muslim and sent him away. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, he said, when you all saw that I am turning away from this person, why didn't one of you slay him? I had given instructions for these certain people to be slain. Now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew the reason why they had to be slain. These were people of fitna, mischief mongers. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that when you seen me not extending my hand to him and I turned away from him on three occasions, why didn't you all slay him? So one of the Sahaba said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why didn't you make one sign to us? You should have just indicated to us, then we would have known what you're in. We would have known what you wanted. Now this is where the Sidq comes in. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, how can I as a Nabi have a treacherous eye? In other words, this man came. He came to take bayat. Through being divinely informed, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not giving him bayat. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot make treachery. He cannot be untrue to him. So this is where the sidq comes in. That even in that type of situation, but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not be treacherous. He would not do anything that was close to deceiving a person through some form. Another incident, I mentioned this in some Jummah Bayan, the incident of Sulh Hudaybiyah, the treaty that was signed between the Muslims and the Mushrikeen in the sixth year after Hijrah. One of the clauses in this treaty was that any Muslim who manages to escape from Makkah Sharif and he comes away to Madinah Sharif after this treaty is signed, the Muslims will have to send him back to Makkah Sharif. But if any person from Madinah Sharif goes away to Makkah Sharif, the Quraysh will not send him back. So this was a clause in the treaty, it was signed and sealed, it was agreed upon. Later on, one Sahabi, he manages to come away to Madinah Sharif. He escapes from Makkah Sharif. Now they were being tortured there. But he manages to escape and he comes away to Madinah Sharif. As soon as the Quraysh, they got wind that this person has escaped, they sent two people behind him that track him and find him. So they seen that this person has gone straight to Madinah Sharif. So they also went to Madinah Sharif. They came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have come to fetch this person. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hands him over. It's the treaty. He is a Muslim, but we have entered into a treaty. There is no question of hiding him. There is no question of saying, no, he didn't come here. Nothing of the sort. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hands him over. Now this person is going back with those two.